You're listening to His Time. It is Monday, July 13th, 7:45 Central Time. Joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend Steve Shave, Director of Urban and Inner City Mission with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and Director of Church Planting. Steve, welcome to His Time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Thanks for coming in on a Monday morning, nice and early before everything else gets started in the office here. It's always fun when my Monday guests get to come in for the early morning. Well, I appreciate you coming in this morning, sharing with us some of the things that you're working on. One of the really big things that you're involved in that Urban and Inner City Mission is doing right now is called Big City Mission. Tell me about it.
Right. We were so excited that Concordia Publishing House, of all the great mission opportunities, chose Urban and Inner City Mission to partner with as their mission partner, and tried to find a focus on children in the inner cities and how that we can serve them best. And Big City Mission is there to help our urban Lutheran schools, because what a great outreach. Mm-hmm. You want to reach families and kids in the inner city. What a great way to do it through our Lutheran schools. So we're very excited that we were able to partner with them to offer ways that we can help with either a meal or, you know, tuition or even something larger like playground equipment. So many opportunities for churches that want to get involved and help in urban mission. And again, I can't think of a better outreach. Our urban schools across the country, you know, they struggle like many other areas in the inner city. So we're so happy that we can offer this year.
And so where are some of the schools that you're working with in Big City Mission?
Oh, all over. And we kind of have our little list. And once we receive all the funding, you know, the exciting part comes where we get to go out and, you know, visit with folks and then give them the check as you would. And then also hear the stories of, you know, the ways that this is going to affect their school and support them. And, you know, I'm honored to serve so many of these Lutheran educators that, you know, again, they just refuse to quit on our inner cities. And they're there for the fight, and they want to continue to reach out into these communities where, you know, education is vital. It's so important. Unlike anywhere else, when you think about the inner city, education is life-changing, and in many ways it's life-saving for these children that are growing up there. And so, you know, any way that we can help to keep these Lutheran schools from going extinct in the inner city, you know, we're there to support them. And, you know, again, it's just such a great blessing that Concordia Publishing House decided to partner with us to do that.
What are some of the schools or some of the cities you've had the opportunity to visit in the past year?
Oh, well, we've been to Cincinnati and Indianapolis. We have schools in Detroit and Cleveland and, you know, across the country. And so we're getting our list together from New Jersey to California of all of the schools that we have. It is unfortunate. Not only do many of them struggle, but we have so many that have been closing. So really, that's why when we were given the opportunity to choose a mission project, we wanted to focus it on Lutheran education in our urban communities for that very reason.
Last year, well, almost a year ago, St. Louis, Ferguson really has been a place of unrest because of the tragic events that happened there.
Right.
Almost a year ago. And there has been opportunity to be a part of that community, to help rebuild that community. What's happening there now, and how is Big City Mission and Urban and Inner City Mission a part of that?
Sure. So one of the great things that's come out of this too is when others heard about Big City Mission, they wanted to have a concentration on Ferguson. We do have five congregations that are in the surrounding area. A couple of them actually do have schools, and so we were able to support them with this Big City Mission project. And one of the things that people don't realize in the inner city as well is that for many of these families, you know, one in five, I believe, children need some sort of nutrition support. And so in the summer months when they don't have school, where they typically would get those, you know, meals, they're in need. So it's just been a phenomenal thing to see. But we've been able to give almost 13 tons of food to just the St. Louis area. And a big focus of that has been through our Vacation Bible School, so that we're feeding children in body and soul. And so our surrounding congregations near the area have already done that. But we are going to host a very special event on July 25th just for the Ferguson community at their community center, per a request that we had to, you know, give some focus and concentration. And again, it's really a phenomenal opportunity because, as you said, Andy, we've been working for the last 11 months to find ways to help families, to strengthen community, to bring healing. And to do that, we were selected as one of just a few organizations that will go into basically ground zero. When I was there 11 months ago, you know, it was kind of the epicenter of all the struggles and unrest, and that was the Quick Trip there in Ferguson. But just this past Thursday on the 11-month anniversary, it became ground zero for the rebuilding and new hope in a empowerment center in which the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod will be one of a very select few that will be able to have space there to start our Hope Center. And as a, you know, welcome to the community, what we wanted to do was have this community vacation Bible school where we'll hand out these backpacks with food for the children, and we'll also give them the good news of Jesus Christ in our Camp Discovery. And so we're very excited about being able to get off to a good start with the community with our Hope Center by hosting this event with the Urban League there in town.
Now, Camp Discovery, that's VBS, right?
Correct.
So you have a one-day VBS where you'll be, as you said, sharing the gospel, telling them the gospel of Jesus, and also sending them home with a backpack of food.
Correct. Correct. So feeding the children and families in body and soul, giving them a free lunch, and just saying hello. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been there, and it was great to, you know, see a lot of the faces that I saw 11 months ago and people in kind of anguish and agony, and then to see them again last Thursday and to just have words of encouragement and get a hug from people that were just so grateful that we've stuck it out and we've been there throughout, and we're trying to help them again to rebuild that hope.
How are you preparing for this one-day event? Who all is going to be there to help with the Vacation Bible School and the backpacks?
Yeah, well, certainly anybody's welcome to volunteer. You know, we have folks from the International Center. We have local congregations, most especially those that are in the surrounding community. But we'd love to have you, you know, if your kids need service hours or if you just are really, you know, interested in being a part of this historic a moment to reach out into a hurting community and make a difference. We'd love to have you.
All right. Well, how can we, if you need, you know, if there are more volunteers needed for this event, how can we make plans to be there? Do we need to register or contact you?
Yeah, that'd be good. If you could contact the Office of Urban and Inner City Mission here at the International Center, it'd be much appreciated. If you want some information, too, about the event, you can go to lcms.org/FergusonVBS, and you can find out the hours and those sort of things as well.
Very good. lcms.org/FergusonVBS. And you can find more information there about the upcoming VBS on Saturday, July 25th, how you can help and the contact information there as well, and to come volunteer and be a part of that day.
And we'd also invite you to go to lcms.org/BigCityMission to see what the overall program is all about and how important our urban schools are, and to find out how you as a congregation or a member can assist us, again, in supporting the big picture of our urban schools.
Speaking of the word big, how big is it that that the LCMS is one of three partners chosen to be a part of this new development, this new community training center in Ferguson that will be that will be taking place basically at ground zero?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still a little bit in shock, I have to be honest. You know, we worked hard to put together a ministry plan. We went out to an outside firm to identify what are the greatest needs that are there in the community. And we were just, you know, kind of looking and sorting out where do we fit in all this. We didn't want to duplicate any efforts if other people were, you know, doing something similar to what we were doing. But when we heard about this new location that was going to be at the Quick Trip, we met and talked about partnerships and how the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod might fit. And, you know, I really wasn't sure if we'd hear anything back. And then I get a phone call, and, you know, I received a phone call from the Urban League, where all of our corporate partners in the area have pretty much centered that location as being the new spot for outreach. And so anyways, I get this phone call and they said, we're having this groundbreaking. We'd like you to, you know, handle a shovel and wear the hard hat and speak a few words on behalf of Urban Inner City Mission and also our Black ministries with Dr. Roosevelt Gray. So I was just kind of in shock that out of all the different partners that they could have worked with, you know, they saw us as, again, education and youth being mm-hmm. such strengths of ours. And after talking to them about what we thought we could provide in terms of services and again, the great importance of education for children, you know, they really seem to be impressed with that. And so for us to be selected, you know, it truly was an honor. And it's kind of a pivotal moment for us.
What do you hope we can offer at this new center?
Yeah, so again, kind of concentrating on our strengths. Mm-hmm. One of the things that came out of the study was Bible study. Reconciliation, you know, finding peace in the community. And so there will be a definite spiritual dimension to this, and our local pastors will be all involved, and it'll be an outreach into their congregations to connect this to Word and Sacrament ministry. So that is kind of the core fundamental thing. But also, education is, again, vitally important to changing lives and even saving lives of our children in communities such as Ferguson. So we'll focus on youth mentoring, tutoring, character building, programs for young entrepreneurs, and hopefully one day we'll have some sort of a social enterprise because the jobless rate there is just phenomenal. It's literally mm-hmm. doubled over the last decade. So anything that we can do to support and help people to find jobs, part of this is the Save Our Sons program in which it concentrates on getting jobs for at-risk youth. And mm-hmm. so we're really excited about being a part of that.
Well, thanks be to God for this opportunity to be there in the that community, and as you said, the heart of what we'll be doing is proclaiming the gospel of Jesus, connecting them to the Word of God, to Word and Sacrament ministry in the neighborhood. And so thankful that we have this opportunity. Thanks for your work, Steve, to help make that connection. I know right when everything was happening last year, you and several other pastors were there to counsel and to meet with folks right out there on the street. And it was a tough time, but it seems that it looks like things are rebuilt.
Yeah, it was just great to see a lot of familiar faces that mm-hmm. still remember those days when we were there and helped them in their hurt.
Well, thanks be to God for the opportunity to be a part of rebuilding this community, not just with earthly things, but with the eternal things, with the Word of God. Pastor Steve Shave, Director of Urban and Inner City Ministry, Director of Church Planting for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we have our study of the daily New Testament reading. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.